When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi and welcome. I'm Joko, and joining with me always is the lovely Haley.
Hey everyone.
This is the Anna Munchies Midweek Podcast. So thanks for joining us. As you know, these podcasts, we have no actual video footage. Thank goodness. You're welcome. And we're just going to be talking here, doing our regular, doing what a podcast should be doing. Just nice vocal tones. And we kind of just recap. We don't have usually we have like specific topics each time for like the regular podcasts that we do that have video podcasts. But these ones are more recap of our own lives in weeks. But we do talk about the usual nerd stuff like K-pop, gaming, and I was going to say Haley's specialty, but that was K-pop.
Yeah.
Well, and anime or whatever. So I guess first off, K-pop, Haley's specialty. As you guys remember, the Grammys were this weekend.
Oh, no.
And there's some very disappointing news, as you could tell from Haley's voice.
So, as you can probably tell by my voice, I'm disappointed because BTS didn't even win their Grammy nomination, which was for Best Pop Group / Duo, I guess. The winner was Lady Gaga.
Yeah, so I mean, because I think you it seemed like you safely assumed they were already going to win.
I feel like everybody assumed that they were going to win. Even I think they thought that they had a good chance of winning, but apparently not.
And I think that was more obvious than usual.
Yeah.
With how because apparently they were also on V Live after the Grammys.
Yeah.
V Live is that one app where a lot of K-pop groups and stars and whatever.
Yeah, they stream live just to like talk to their fans, interact with their fans. And then so like right after the Grammys, all seven of the members of BTS, they came on V Live. They had a cake, but it had like, what was it, Grammy nominee of 2021.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then Jimin looked really sad.
Emo Jimin was there.
Poor thing. He was so sad. Like, it was visibly, like, you could tell that he was depressed. And he even, like, mentioned. And I think, like, the other members, like RM, like, noticed that he was feeling, like, depressed because he would, like, tap his leg and, like, kind of rub it, like, oh, like, it's okay, don't worry. But then Jimin said, like, I'm really disappointed that we didn't win the Grammy because, you know, I guess they were really expecting it as well.
It's funny because he was, like, wearing a hoodie and being all emo. And I was like, dude, this guy looks like he's sad. And then
Joko was like, is he sick or, like, is he sad or what's wrong? And I was like, they're sad.
Specifically him. Like, he stood out the most. That's why. He was just super timid and had a hoodie on. Didn't want to show his face.
Yeah.
Had a mask and everything. Yeah, but hey, they were in good company with, you know, who they were nominated with. So Lady Gaga's, I like Lady Gaga too. She's really good.
Yeah, but shoot. I mean, like, they've won all that crap before. Like, just give it to BTS, honestly. Like, why couldn't they have just given it to them? They deserved it and they worked so hard for it.
Spoken like a true army and all other armies that are complaining and bashing,
like,
everything going
all
on.
All the armies, they're like, they call the Grammys the scammies because basically, so when the list came out of, like, the performances, BTS was supposed to be somewhere in the middle. But then, strangely enough, like, when it was live, they pushed BTS all the way down to the very end performance just so that they could get the views from the ARMY, which are the fans for BTS, so they could keep them there to watch the Grammys. So, yeah, we're all really upset at that.
I think I was more upset at finding out that they only performed Dynamite.
Yeah, they only
and
did one song.
They made it seem like they had other stuff, like secretive stuff that they were going to perform or other songs, but it was literally just Dynamite.
Who knows? Maybe they did, but then, friggin', maybe they cut it. I don't know. Stupid Grammys.
Oh my, like, I mean, yeah, it was kind of surprising, but at the same time, I don't know, in the back of my mind, I wanted BTS to win, but at the back of my mind, I was like, if it's the Grammys,
it's hard.
There's probably a chance they're not going to win as much as a lot of people believed and wanted them to.
Yeah.
And it happened.
Because people were saying, because, like, if they were a white group and not Asian, they probably would have given it to them.
Right. There's always going to be a lot of, like, you know, people using racial stuff, political stuff.
Of course.
At the end of the day, they didn't win. It's okay. They were nominated at least.
Yeah.
They still made history, so it's fine.
They're the first K-pop group to actually have, like, their own stage at the Grammys. So I'm proud of them for that, but it would have been nice for them to win. Because I feel like 2020 was, like, their year, and they did so much, like,
they probably
everything.
Thought they did. I mean, because Dynamite was their...
Yeah, it
was
the
golden
number
apple kind
one,
of thing.
Like, all over the world. Like, what the hell did... what? I don't even know what song Lady Gaga did. Do you?
Nope.
No, see? That's why. I'm like, who chose the winners?
I feel like I was more in tune with the current music, like, here in America when I used to drive and commute to work because I would always listen to the radio. But after working at home, it's like I have no idea what the hell's going on.
That's why. So I don't know. I mean, like, usually I don't watch the Grammys at all, like, ever. But then I wanted to support them. But I had to freaking sit through all those other dumb performances that I don't care about.
It's a conspiracy because maybe that's what they thought. They're like, oh, we'll get all these newer people that usually don't watch the Grammys to watch, tune in, because we're going to have BTS on there.
You know what's
so
funny?
So it was like a fishing line for you guys.
Right. It was, though. They used us. But then what's funny is that, you know how they do V-Live? So Jungkook did that V-Live, I think, like a couple of weeks ago, the one where he was taking, like, requests.
Jungkook karaoke.
Yeah. So, okay, he had 22 million views. Like, 22 million people were viewing him. And then he left to go use the restroom for, like, maybe over 3 minutes, but there was still 22 people watching his empty chair.
You mean 22 million?
22 million.
Not just 22 people.
22 million people watching his empty chair, whereas the Grammys only had 12 million viewers total. So,
in your face, Grammys.
Yeah. 22 million people would rather watch an empty chair that Jungkook left than watch your stupid show.
Hell yeah.
I'm raging.
And then, I mean, I like when Jin is on, if you go ahead, download VLive, you could follow your favorite artist, sign up for notifications. We're not sponsored by VLive, but we're just letting you know, because then you get notifications for whenever, like, they go on or log on.
Yeah, and it's not just BTS, like, it's your other K-pop idols too.
Blackpink!
Yeah, Blackpink has it, and Hyphen. Like, I feel like all of the K-pop groups, even Big Bang had it before.
Right, so, I mean, like, I remember one time Jin was actually on VLive too, and all he does is eat. Jin usually just... sits down and eat, and you just watch him eating his food.
It's like a mukbang. So like you just basically watch him eat. It's like ASMR, watching him eat his
with his dopey face. Yeah. Just like staring at the camera and just eating and just making small comments.
Yeah.
So that's like that's the kind of excitement you get.
30 minutes of watching Jin eat, basically.
Unless you get lucky enough to get Jungkook, because he always sings and does stuff. Same with Rose. Rosie from Blackpink, she does a lot of like performances, covers. Like covers with her acoustic guitar and her like friends or her band mates or whatever, and it's pretty cool. So check out VLive if you don't have it, and download it right now
if you're a K-pop stan.
You'll thank us later, because it's kind of cool to be part of that group, like of like millions of people currently watching your favorite stars like doing stuff live.
Like,
it's like literally live streaming like Twitch.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's really cool.
And then if you're lucky enough, if they see your comment, if you spam it enough, they'll like reply to it.
Oh yeah, you have to
you have to spam it a lot though.
You're gonna have to use up all your luck that you would probably get on the lottery because that's how bad it is. But you never know. And oh yeah, there's premium accounts too, which I think also gives you an edge if you want to pay.
Yeah,
there's all that different stuff. So check it out if you've never heard of it, or if you want to stock some K-pop stars.
Yeah.
Next is kind of another thing that we kind of want to bring up is what Haley's been obsessed with and currently busy with a lot is Animal Crossing and how, what is it? They have a Hello Kitty thing, right?
Yeah, so they have the Sanrio event that just came out last night, actually. It's an update for Animal Crossing. Basically, in this update, you can scan in. And we talked about this on the podcast, too.
So she scanned she basically...
Oh.
She black marketed.
Yeah. Some. So, like, the actual Sanrio cards, the amiibo cards, are not available to buy in the U.S.
Until
March 26th. But the update for Animal Crossing was already yesterday. Already happened. Yep. So I'm like, what the heck am I supposed... So I went and made my own amiibo cards so I could have the characters and all the items already.
But if she'll still buy the cards from Target to show support, because she wants the actual ones anyways to collect.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she has all the different outfits and everything. She's been working hard. This was her full-time like job for like literally the past couple like days.
Yeah. So
she's been hard at work.
It's been overwhelming though, because like the game actually gave us 50 more design slots, which is needed to, like, help decorate your island. Right. And we've been asking for that for, like, a year. And then a year later, they finally gave it to us. But now I feel overwhelmed because I'm like, oh, I have to redo all my roads.
Right. So, like, actually, so technically, so it's a Sanrio event.
Yeah.
Plus, at the same time, like, a big update.
Yeah.
All together.
I think there might be another one that they're going to add on, because, like, the 20th, I think, of March is actually the release date. The 1 year anniversary of Animal Crossing New Horizons.
Oh, for reals. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, damn, that's crazy.
So I think they might even have like another smaller up. Well, I don't even know if it's smaller, but then like they're going to add more stuff for the 1 year anniversary.
So it's just keep it coming, I guess, for you guys right now.
It's good. Like, I feel like Animal Crossing is good with that. Like every month, or when there's like a holiday event such as Halloween, Christmas, or even like fest, like Mardi Gras kind of thing.
Because it's Nintendo.
Yeah.
They know what's up. Nintendo's always been good with their customer base, and just even like some of their mobile games, like they're really good. Like one of their gacha games that I used to play a long time ago, I was really into Dragalia Lost.
That like, was Nintendo?
Yeah, that's a Nintendo Cygames app game, and they're even like has the most rewardable gacha experiences. Like they give you literally like 10 pulls like every week.
That's
and you
nice
always you always get the care you always get good characters. Like it's never fails. So I miss playing that because of that, but I'm sticking to Genshin for now.
Oh yeah, that's what he's been obsessed with again lately.
Genshin Impact actually just had a new like their usual like new event update or patch or whatever. And the event this time, I couldn't believe it. So Venti is back. Venti is one of the most OP MFs like in this game, because he...
What's MF?
Motherfucker.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, like, is that like a different kind of
slang?
I
was just trying to be kid friendly, but at this point, fuck it. So Venti came out initially when the game itself came out. So if you didn't play like when the game came out for
that?
The first like month or so, oh shit! I
was
don't
it
have
last
my...
year too.
I think so, yeah. I think it was like October or something last year, or probably earlier. So it's trying to remember.
It hasn't been a year yet then.
No, they haven't had like a... Because usually for these online mobile games too, they usually have like a one-year event and they give you a shit ton of stuff. It's like literally Christmas on the anniversary. So this time, Venti came back, which I'm really surprised happened. So they because they have not recycled or done the same event giveaway like for the gacha exclusive character. Mm-hmm. And... Oh my god. So once he was back, I was like, fuck, I need to get this guy.
But you have to roll him.
Yeah, right? He's a gacha character. He's like exclusive too. Like, so they're only available whenever the events happen. Because there's other characters that are like 4 or 5 stars, whatever they're called, that are always available no matter like the time. Right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Venti was a specific one that came out during the first one. And I was hesitant to pull because I wasn't too sure about him. Mm. And then once I realized how overpowered he was, which was after he was like a week or two after he was gone, I was like, oh shit, I should have pulled him.
But then the thing is, like, would you have gotten him for sure?
No, exactly. No. It's not for sure. Because it's like any gachapon thing. So it's literally luck. Like roll of the dice. You got to use the heart of the cards. And you know what? The heart of the cards was with me two nights ago.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I told Haley, I was like in a good mood, and I was like, oh, I'm just going to try one pull on the Venti one when it came out. And I fucking got him.
Yeah,
I got him. I got him in one pull. I could not believe it. I was freaking out. I wasn't even super loud because I was in disbelief.
Well, that makes up for you not getting Klee.
Don't remind me. I'm still butthurt about that. I really wanted Klee. She's like OP fire. But Venti is actually, he's kind of like a legendary character in the game's lore. If you actually paid attention to a lot of the stuff in the story mode, he's like he represents one of like, I think he's like one of the spirits of like the area. I forgot what something like that. Modar, I don't remember the place, but. Yeah, so he's actually like a legendary character also in the lore itself. But he's more so really good and OP because he can crowd control like crazy. Like he'll pull, he has an attack that'll pull all the enemies and suck them into a vortex in the middle. So once all the enemies are in the middle, like being it does damage to all your other people in like, you know, when you do quests or domain dungeon instances, quests, whatever, with other players at the same time during in a co-op party, what will happen is since they're all there, they could just spam and do all their like attacks and it will hit everything.
So it's like a mob attack.
It's just like a crazy crowd control like mob blow up explosion because they're all stuck there and everyone could just unleash and attack the middle of that. And also the mobs are like being sucked in and pulled so they can't attack you back. So literally if you have enough energy recharge, which is what you need that allows you to be able to do these crazy skills again and again, you could basically spam that the whole time. So it's like the whole time is just an endless vortex and the enemies can't do shit. So it's really, really overpowered and broken, like this skill.
Well, good thing that you got him then.
And he could do an extra jump. He could jump high because he could do a charged move that allows him to fly. So it helps you grab and hunt for like those orb things, whatever they're called. So I've been excited and I've leveled him up all the way to my level cap, which is 70 at this moment.
Dang.
There you go. I got too excited. Yeah, that's my nerd talk.
That's his nerd talk.
Haley had her nerd talk already with her Animal Crossing that she's been. Did you dress up Kirope?
No, not yet.
Who did you end up choosing?
Huh?
Who did you choose again?
What do you mean? Kirope as Lily?
Lily! Yeah.
My little frog.
So Lily will be... Lily is a frog villager and will dress as Kirope.
Yeah, I want to let them try the outfits on at Harv's Island before I actually give it to them. To just make sure that they don't look silly. Because sometimes if you give them like a bow, it'll be on their eye or something. It's weird.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Because it just depends on the animals. Like,
yeah.
On their anatomy, I guess.
Yeah.
And isn't there something you said about his island where, like, it's good to just do something there?
Oh, yeah. So, like, if you have the amiibo cards and then you want all the items from the Sanrio event, just go and scan all the cards in at Harv's, and then it will be in your catalog. Because I think there's like 160 items, and you don't want to keep like trying to scan them in one by one at your campsite, because that would take too long.
Holy shit, there's 100. Is it 16 items per character?
Something like that. Yeah.
Oh shit, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. Because you get like wallpaper,
flooring. You'd take forever. Oh yeah, because you said, oh, you know, one of the things you showed me that was cool was that bridge. Like that Zen bridge or something,
yeah,
too.
Oh, yeah, Karopi's Zen bridge. Everyone's, like, obsessed with that one. And then, like, the a hallway bench thing.
And then, like you said, so it's, like, instead of going back and forth or, like, having to it be super tedious, just do it all on Marv's Island, you said?
Harv!
Harvey.
Yes, Harv.
Not Marv. His name's not Marv. Sorry, Drake.
Harv's Island, yeah. So, like, it'll be in your catalog, but you still have to buy the items, but then at least you can pick and choose which items you want. Because, obviously, I don't want all of the items. There's specific ones that I want more so than...
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
Well, there you go. Oh, also, side note. I am almost done level capping Barbara on Genshin. She's good because I really like her as a healer. I'm a pretty good healer because I realize a lot of people out there don't know how to effing heal. And I think the reason why I understand healing and can heal pretty well is because of all my days playing MMORPGs. So it's like I have a good concept of like how to heal and topping everyone off, even though the healing is a little different in this game compared to like RPGs, since there's no real like mana.
Yeah.
I guess you could say it's based off like timers and stuff like that, but timers and skills. So I'm happy about that.
For the dungeons, do you just like go with random people?
I usually do, because none of the people I actually play with are like, first off, I only have like four friends that actually I play with are like on my friends list. So please add me.
Friends.
Please let me know. Yeah, in terms of people I know. And then you have to be a similar world rank or something like that. But if I wanted to, I think I could party up with them, but we have to be in the same world rank or something like that.
No, I see.
And then you go in front of the dungeon, then you could like load up. Like you could enter co-op mode, and it's kind of like it searches parties for you, other people that around the world. Because it's like it's a whole global thing.
Yeah.
Literally, I get people from other countries, and just do the quests together or the dungeon. Or they're called domains.
Oh.
So the domain's their dungeon or
sounds
party
like
quest or whatever.
Jujutsu Kaisen. Domain.
Oh, yes. It's like Jujutsu Kaisen. We enter the domain.
Yeah.
And domains are really good because there's a lot of different advantages, including getting like items and everything. But I'm literally have been just farming money because I'm dirt poor and I can't upgrade anything anymore since I like spent it all on Venti. So my money's blown there. So I'm just farming coins and shit for Venti. And also Barbara, her skills too, because I leveled her up, so I need to upgrade her skills to catch up with her level. And I think with that said, time to hop back on Genshin Impact for me.
I'm going to continue my Animal Crossing building.
Yeah, you've been just building up a storm.
Trying to.
It's a whole renovation on her island.
Yeah.
That's all she's doing. I hear her frustration.
I feel so overwhelmed. Yeah, because my joystick is friggin' broken and it's hard to like walk.
Oh my god. And you have the light too.
Yeah, so I can't get another Joy-Con.
It's not like you change the Joy-Con out. So there's your advantage if you have an actual hand, like the actual system. So if your joystick doesn't work, you always get a new Joy-Con.
Yeah.
Not like in this case, but we'll see.
I'll get a wireless one, maybe. They have cute ones.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. You never know if it goes on sale. Because I heard there's a new HD one, a 1080p version coming out soon. So maybe I might get myself that. Then you can use this one.
Perfect. I like the Pokemon one anyway.
Okay, sounds good to me. And with that said, goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks, guys, for joining us. AnimeMunchiesLA@gmail.com. Also, check us out on YouTube for video episodes, as well as all other podcast streaming sites if you want to listen to our podcast also. And like this one, this is our podcast exclusive. So we'll have these like maybe every other week or every 2 weeks where we kind of talk during the week kind of recap some stuff we talked about in other episodes and also just let you know what's going on. Thanks for joining us, and peace.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.